Broadcasted live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
In the same vein as the country's reeling, and you can see communities are just absolutely up in arms about the deaths of these children. And you know, it's one thing after another, one community after another. And so the MEC of Finance in Gauteng today visited Boipatong as well as Soweto to try and get to, you know, get the concerns of the community. Our reporter was also there, Katlego Sekgoto, and yeah, people are upset. We didn't get to speak to the MEC, but we did get to speak to the Deputy Director General in his office in the Department of Economic Planning and Development, and this is my conversation with him. Well, the DDG of the Department of Gauteng Department of Economic Planning and Development, Mr. Raymond Martin, is on the line with us. Mr. Martin, thank you so much for making time for us here on Point of View at Kaya.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Mr. Martin, you, I believe, accompanied the MEC of Finance in Gauteng today to visit various communities on the back of the deaths, unfortunately, of those young people after consuming some what we believe are snacks from spaza shops. And obviously, all of this needs to be clarified after investigations. But what was the sense you got from these visits?
Look, yeah, thank you so much, ma'am, for the opportunity. And I think, look, it's firstly our condolences to all the bereaved families.
Yes.
As you correctly said, it's an unfortunate situation that we find ourselves in, particularly in the townships.
Mm.
So in the townships, I think the mood is very somber, one, but two, there's also a lot of anger, particularly directed at foreign-owned spaza shops.
Mm.
Because people have a sense that these people are not regulated. They're allowed to do as they please, while many of them who want to own businesses unfortunately have to go through stringent requirements for them to start operating their businesses. But there are, however, others who have also said what they are doing in order for them to start running their own businesses as South Africans. So essentially they are requesting the government as well to assist them, possibly with funding for many of them, to either continue with the running of these spaza shops. But also importantly, many of them have also asked to have what we call distribution points, where they too can source some of these goods that they'll be able to distribute to the various spaza shops, as it were, in the townships. So that is essentially what many of these of our residents in these areas have been asking support from government for.
Obviously, and as I said, you know, we've spoken to the Department of Health and all the other stakeholders who are busy with those investigations, so we don't know for sure. But is there a sense, for instance, from the community that the foreign-owned nationals are better resourced, or that they are able to get assistance, wherever they're getting it from, easier than they are as a community?
Absolutely, ma'am. They've highlighted that as one of the key challenges, that they can't unfortunately compete with them because they seem to be better organized than what they are. So there's a gentleman today who has raised an issue about them not being as united and organized as these people are.
Okay.
And that is the reason why they would be, I mean, even spoke of bulk buying, that they are able to benefit from bulk buying as opposed to them who have to individually go or to the market to source whatever they require for the spaza shops, whereas these guys are organized and they all buy as a team, and they are able to negotiate discounts wherever they are buying, and that obviously translates into lower prices to their clients. And unfortunately, with our South Africans, they are not as organized as the foreign nationals are, and in that way they are unable to compete with them at that level for prices. So that is one of the, I think, the challenges they have identified and where they have sought assistance of government from.
With regards to regulations, when they say, you know, they, when they need assistance from government or certifications, it's more harder for them, whereas with the foreign nationals it's easier. I mean, is that a true reflection, or is just really a perception rather than what is really going on?
No, I would clearly say it is a perception. Remember, regulations and the law in this country is applicable to all and sundry. So there's no distinction between South African and foreign. So if you have to apply anywhere for anything. If there are requirements set, every single person who has to operate within a particular sector has to meet those specific requirements set by government. So it is unfortunate that they get a sense that, yes, there are stringent requirements. But remember, some of them would be asking for funding. And that is where they speak about stringent requirements, whereas the foreign nationals had never asked for funding. They find a way amongst themselves of raising these funds so that they are able to do the business that they're doing. Whereas with us, oftentimes our brothers and sisters would seek financial aid from government. And unfortunately, that aid is not just free of money that comes. There are certain requirements that we all have to meet before you are even given that financial assistance by government.
So what then was the MEC able to promise the community?
Look, I don't think he made promises, but I think there are commitments that MEC has said. People who meet the requirements will be getting the necessary assistance. And there were specific examples that some people had made about their businesses, and we've actually taken down their details so that those who have been in, let's say there's a lady who raised that she's been in business since 1980, and unfortunately now things have become a bit tighter, and she's no longer able to run the business like she's been able to. And MEC had said she needs to come to the office. Let's see how we can best assist that person. So surely for a business she have ran for well over 30 years, surely it means that this is a business person, she's an entrepreneur, so it's not just, you know, a one-hit wonder. So she wants to run this business. So that's a kind of commitment that we've been able to make. So and he's insisted that everybody who's going to meet the requirements will definitely try his level best to ensure that they get the assistance that they require, including speaking to the municipality about the compliance aspect, so that how do we assist them, those who are running businesses in the townships, to get the necessary assistance to ensure that they too meet the compliance standards that have been set.
So in a way, maybe my question is about those who were not able to be at those meetings, those who may have the similar challenges and who did not exchange contact details with yourselves. Is there going to be a program, maybe an outreach program of sorts, to try and assist in a much more organized, structured way businesses that don't have the know-how or even the knowledge about where help can be sourced, in trying to get them, you know, to source the kind of help that they require? What are we going to do going forward?
We, fortunately, as we speak, the MEC has done or introduced, since he's coming into to the department, what we call Kondisishishi Milako. So from the get-go, MEC has insisted that he wants to revive businesses in the townships in particular. And so what we've been doing in all of these areas, he's made it very clear. One, we're going to ensure compliance. But the second part and the most important part is that when we visit these areas, we go as a collective. So it would mean we have SARS there.
Yeah.
We have the municipalities there. We have all of those people who are necessary in assisting these people do meet compliance or start businesses or register and be helped with tax issues. So we make sure that as and when we visit these areas, all of those other institutions form part of our visit, so that when we say Kondisishishi Milako, we are assisting people get their businesses and fix their businesses registered and come into the mainframe of business, so that they are not always at the periphery, so that whoever needs assistance with workshops, we also provide them workshops so that they know how to do balance sheets and expenditures and all of those things which are important for a sustainable running of a business. And those are the commitments that MEC has made, and we constantly are doing them. Even today, in the various areas that we visited, we had all of the other teams part and parcel of our visit. So while MEC is addressing people on the outside, there are colleagues who are helping businesses, those who are startups and those who are running, with some of the aspects that they would require. So this is an ongoing campaign that we are going to do for an ever on the day, so that we don't have businesses who are just left on the periphery, but instead we are going to assist them fix their businesses so that they too would be able to benefit from some of the benefits that we offer as a government.
And how are you rolling out this program? I mean, I know today you were in Wibatong, the MEC was there specifically for this and went also to Soweto, but obviously Gauteng is quite big. Is it going to be an ongoing rolling out of hotspots, or is it going to be throughout the province?
It will definitely be throughout the province. We've identified areas a couple of weeks back, we're in even the far-flung areas like Hammanskraal, specifically in an area called Kanana. So we do all of these areas. We've got a rollout plan that we have where we have identified certain areas based on the trends that we get in our engagement with communities. And based on that, we've now come up with a rollout plan on when we are going to visit specific areas that we are going to be assisting with what I've just alluded to earlier.
I really, really appreciate your time. Raymond Martin is the Deputy Director General in the Gauteng Department of Economic Planning and Development. And obviously, we keep an eye on the story as they roll out some of their plans, as well as what we discussed earlier with the Minister of Health. Thank you so much for your time. And Mr. Martin, thanks very much for making time for us.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, ma'am. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
And if you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.